Hey, listen, folks, the triple dipper for the day. Copper, get that sound effect ready. This is where I tell you the three storylines you have got to be tracking, the three stories you got to know. Copper, hit my sound effect.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah. So listen, the triple dipper for the day is this. Number one is the nanny state is wreaking havoc right now. I'm going to be doing all about some nanny state here in a minute, and I'll tell you more about that. And listen, number two is the Afghanistan hearings, which are still going on. They are really interesting right now. Really interesting. And then on top of all of that, number three in the triple dipper, you got to know there's a government shutdown potentially looming right now as spending is out of control in D.C. Will they raise the debt ceiling? I'll dive into that a bit and even talk about what a debt ceiling even is. But folks, I'm just telling you right now, government is acting far and away at greater capacity with wreaking more havoc than I have ever seen in my lifetime. And I got to tell you, I remember when I was a young second lieutenant, the infantry officer basic course at Fort Benning, Georgia, 1988, tell you how long ago it was. I was training to be an infantry officer. All the usual, you know, leadership, maneuver, hard skills, weapon systems, operations orders. The world's premier school for teaching infantry officers the craft of leading troops in the infantry. The queen of battle, we like to call it. So much so that it was not uncommon, though, to have foreign nationals come train with us because this was the premier school, teaching them the skills so they could return home hopefully more equipped to do the same thing in their own countries. In my particular class, I remember we had guys from Chad, Malawi, and others. One of the guys from Chad, though, wow, not inspiring. Not inspiring at all. And I remember this one night in the middle of an extended field problem. We were doing what's called patrol base activities. Multiple platoons, and aside from all the other patrol base activities that we had to do, you also had to stand guard at night. It was just part of the process. It was mandatory. Except for the dude from Chad. Somewhere around zero dark 30, approaching what we call stand to, which is when the sun's almost up. More commonly, that's when the enemy would attack. So you go to stand to, where everybody's awake and on their weapons. Approaching stand to, one of the instructors discovered that one platoon had no one on guard duty. And throughout the entire company patrol base, in the dark of night, you could hear the rousting. Where's Mugabe? Where is he? And then the moment that my family still laughs about, it's an inside joke, we can hear Mugabe's voice wailing in the night. You cannot do this to me. I am a very important person in my country. Yeah, well, his platoon didn't see it that way. You see, Mugabe, the guy from Chad, his real problem was not skills. It was not know-how. It was a sense of entitlement. A sense that he was not in any way accountable, that he could act with impunity, regardless of the consequences. And when there were consequences, there'd be no acceptance of his own role in creating the problem that his actions had instigated. Well, that, right side ruffians, is a micro example of the nanny state. That sense by elected officials and bureaucrats that they can operate with impunity because in their own estimation, they are very important. Consequences, well, that must be on the part of those who didn't follow their edicts correctly. It's never on them. Not in the nanny state. It is that attitude that causes government to exceed its authority. Now, sometimes it's laughable. I mean, here's a series of examples. Remember Mayor Bloomberg in 2012 was going to ban large sodas in restaurants? That'll fix obesity. Or how about Fort Lee, New Jersey, has a no texting and walking law. $85 fine. I get it, but is that government's role? How about the state of Tennessee that passed a no saggy pants law? Really? $250 fine or 160 hours of community service. What? Or Minnetonka, Minnesota, apparently got tired of cleaning the streets, so they passed an ordinance banning muddy vehicles with fines up to $2,000. So don't be bringing your hunting vehicle into town until you've hosed it off. Or Maryland. Maryland has a statewide ordinance in effect requiring the use of sunscreen at summer camps for kids. Well, because sunburn, I mean, that's a surefire role of government, right? San Francisco. You can imagine. San Francisco grinched out in 2011 passed a ban on toys and McDonald's Happy Meals. Unless, of course, those same meals met strict nutritional guidelines with fruits and vegetables. Really, I kid you not. It's McDonald's. What are the odds? Hilton Head, South Carolina. Here's a good one. Apparently had an issue with rats. Passed an ordinance banning trash in cars to keep from attracting those rascally rodents. Up to $500 fine or 30 days in jail. Yep. And then here's two from California that I just love. In 2008, California Governor Schwarzenegger went full-on Terminator, signed a law banning the use of trans fats to fry foods in the state. Yes, you heard me. No trans fats in their fried foods. I don't think the chicken tastes near as good. And one of my favorites from California came when the law was passed, mandating that the hotel industry had to use fitted sheets on the bottom layer of bedding because it was going to save back injuries from those hospital corners being formed by trying to use a flat sheet. Oh, yeah. And they also require the use of long-handled tools for bathroom cleaning to prevent back injuries. Have they ever tried to put a fitted sheet on? That's work by itself. Well, these are real, and they're somewhat humorous, and they are also examples of people getting into office and forgetting their role. Government should provide essential services. Government should not become the nanny state, babysitting your every move like some kind of helicopter mom at a PTA bake sale. The most egregious example right now, vaccine mandates. The idea that the government can tell you that your job, your career, your family, having bread on the table is less important than what a bureaucrat thinks about your health care. But I guarantee you, the first one who defaults on their government-backed student loan because they lost their job by not getting vaccinated, oh, the government's going to come knocking. Or that VA home loan, or the fact that you didn't pay taxes because you couldn't, the government's going to be mandating they go find some work then, aren't they? Well, the government that gets so far into your personal business that it creates additional issues and then blames you for the problems they created, all while ostensibly taking such action for the greater good, that's called a nanny state. A nanny state. It's un-American insofar as our rights and freedoms are concerned. And when you see it, tell them you don't need a nanny, thank you. You've got this covered. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, folks. Triple Dipper has me full. You would not believe the amount of paper I've had to print out for today, because that's the way I do my business. And all my hours of show prep every single day, I'm printing, highlighting, gathering, getting audio clips for Copper to use, working on the monologue for The Right Side Way, and I got a stack. And we got three things we're going to be covering: Afghanistan hearings, the nanny state a little bit more, and the government shutdown. Is it going to happen? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.